first, it was someone who made a lot of money off of a Dr. Pepper jingle. You remember that one?
Here it is.
I have a theme song for Dr. Pepper, and it goes like this. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo. Dr. Pepper, baby,
oh my gosh,
is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo. Dr. Pepper, baby.
$2 million.
Boom. Like
that's
that.
Crazy. Because
yep.
She didn't do the melody.
Nope.
Like the music, but whatever.
Dr. Pepper heard it on TikTok and they're like, we will have that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Put a little melody behind it. Gave her $2 million. Well, now out of Charlotte, North Carolina, there's a woman who's on TikTok. She goes by the name Languini. And she says, hey, Hidden Valley Ranch, I got a jingle for you.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
She can sing. She's into it.
Huh. Sounds like a Journey song.
She doesn't think so.
Oh, part of it is.
Yeah, that's Separate Ways.
Yeah so she is on TikTok saying, a lot of people ripping me off. A lot of people ripping me off.
Mm-hmm.
Little does she know, she's the one ripping people off, and it's a little tiny band called Journey.
But let me ask her, did she get any money?
Well, hold one second,
let's hear the mashup.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty clear.
Yeah.
I like that the first two of these jingles are my two favorite things, Dr. Pepper and Ranch.
It's so good.
And Hidden Valley Ranch.
Very jingleable.
Yeah, jingles.
So this is a problem because we see that the woman who did the Dr. Pepper jingle got paid $2 million. This woman who's out of Charlotte, North Carolina, has her own Hidden Valley Ranch, but now she is saying she didn't steal a Journey song. So we had to get our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone to break it down for us. Lisa, is she going to get paid, this woman?
No, Hidden Valley Ranch is not going to pay her. They are very happy about the, her little jingle going viral.
Sure.
Right.
But they will not use it in any of their paid advertising unless they get some sort of licensing arrangement with Steve Perry, who now owns all the rights to all the Journey songs, because she clearly is sampling, ripping it off, just note by note, pretty much, right? And so Languini cannot just, like, rip off a song like that. And so my advice, Languini, if you're listening, is contact Steve Perry and get some of and Hidden Valley Ranch, and you guys can work a deal. But I don't think they're going to want to do that. And, but I mean, look, Dr. Pepper paid a lot of money for that jingle. So,
yes.
$2 million.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Steve Perry will go along with it, though. He's, he kind of shied away from the spotlight. He hasn't licensed the music for a whole lot. He wrote all the music along with, a keyboardist in the band. But then the keyboardist relinquished all his rights to the music. He sold them. And so now Steve Perry controls, and he's kind of living like a somewhat reclusive life. He's had a lot of personal tragedies. His mother passed away tragically.
Oh.
He had a very significant, I think, degenerative health disease for a while that required pretty serious treatment. And then the love of his life passed away kind of tragically. So I think he just kind of just wants to be left alone.
Can this viral video person that did the Hidden Valley Ranch but stole the song Separate Ways, now it's become so popular and it went viral, can they be sued?
Well, so typically you don't see, and this is sort of, I'll talk generically about TikTok and then also specifically about this song. Generically, you don't see people who, everybody on TikTok is singing some kind of song that you've heard of just about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason you don't see lawsuits is, number one, TikTok pays a lot of money for licenses to use the songs on their platform, number one. Number two, it's considered a fair use, typically a parody of the song, which is an exception to copyright. And number three, most artists like it because it actually promotes their music. And so you see sometimes that, like, I think there's been a revival of, like, the Gordon Lightfoot song, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. My kid in college was singing that song, and I was like, why are you singing that old song? Mm-hmm. And it turns out, like, I think somebody did it on TikTok or some similar platform, and now all the kids are listening to it. And so you see that kind of thing that benefits artists by, you know, then if they hear it there, then they go to Spotify or they go wherever and they download it, and the artist makes money.
Yeah, I can see that, but Hidden Valley Ranch.
For all those reasons,
I mean, he's looking at it, they're benefiting off the song, and they're making money, probably, and they're getting exposure. That's where I think the controversy would be.
Yeah, but it's a parody. And so, and that's a parody is a clear exception. So she's not, you know, she's not doing this for her own commercial gain because she is not Hidden Valley Ranch, right? So if they did it, it would be a different story. That's why the minute Hidden Valley Ranch plays this on a commercial, there's a problem.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Then it's not right. Then it's not fair use. Then it's a commercial use. It crosses a line. But, you know, because she's using it just for fun, right, then, you know, even if she makes money from TikTok, it doesn't matter. She's not Hidden Valley Ranch. She's doing a parody. And it's cute, and it sticks in your head. I've been going around all morning singing it. Thank you.
It is catchy.
And Hidden Valley, like you said, has to be super thrilled. And it, you know, might be in their best interest to cut her a check for $20,000.
Thank you for the free advertising and thinking of us.
They're getting it for free anyways.
What's $25,000 for
them? Spoken like a true corporate suit.
You can't throw a couple bones to somebody
like a single mother in Charlotte. Yeah, you know, just gave them millions and millions. You know,
well, I get just that, because. But the Dr. Pepper, they produce it and makes it sound good. I get that. But I'm wondering if Dr. Pepper would have got the same return and benefit if they just didn't do anything and this thing went viral.
It already went viral, but it got more.
I kind of wondered that myself. Like, if it's already, and then, like, with this lady, with Linguini, everybody is now copy, of course, because that's what people do on TikTok. Then everybody sings that song, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so with the Dr. Pepper thing, that was happening, right? And so, you know, I think they, but hers was a little bit more original art kind of thing, and so I think they appreciated that, and maybe it was just, you know, wanting to reward that and wanting to be able to use it in their paid platforms, you know, their commercial platforms.
It reminds us we all need to do our own jingle for our favorite things.
But it also, it gets people talking, mm-hmm, and so, you know, does Dr. Pepper need the publicity? No. Did they need a new jingle? Probably not. But it, you know, for how much? What did we say? For $2 million, they got a whole lot of people talking about
millions
it.
Millions and millions, hundreds of millions, probably. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a Jenny, she's a nurse. She was a nurse here, a medical professional, and she blew up on TikTok.
Oh yeah.
And then I forget her name, but
it's the Hot Mess Express.
Yes. And then she promoted some random item that she used, mm-hmm, just in one of her videos, and they sold like 60,000 of these things from, mm-hmm, her video. They could trace it back to it. And she didn't do it for that at that time. She just had tons of people. And that company, she came on the air, remember? She came on the air and said, they just wrote me a check for like $50,000, mm-hmm, to say thank you.
Thank you.
To be nice. And you know, the kind of the interesting thing about this whole, and I don't know if it's kind of gotten lost in it, but this whole Linguini thing, the reason she started doing this is she read about the founder, the creator of Hidden Valley Ranch, because of Black History Month, and he's an African American. He was, I think he's passed away, but he created it. It was named after, he considered himself a cowboy rancher in Nebraska, and he named it after his ranch. His ranch was called the Hidden Valley Ranch.
Who knew? That's
awesome. Yeah, isn't that cool? And so he sold his company. It was very successful. He sold it to Clorox Brands, an interesting, you know, purchaser. And then they continue to market it as Hidden Valley Ranch, and he made a lot of money, and he rode off into the sunset.
Well, Lisa, you're great. We appreciate you. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning. If you're ever injured, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.